With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Last week, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported an outbreak in lung illnesses due to vaping, citing over 450 possible cases in 33 states, including 5 deaths. They highlighted particular concern with vapes containing THC, the main psychoactive substance in cannabis. Alex Hager talked to local dispensaries and has this report.
Here in Aspen, a town that has nearly one dispensary for every 1,000 residents, some shops say they've had customers come in with questions and concerns about what they've been seeing in the headlines. Sasha Cordier, a bud tender at Best Day Ever, says he's been telling customers it's only bootleg vape products they have to worry about.
If you're buying your marijuana vapes at a recreational dispensary, you're fine. But if you're buying it off the streets, there's nothing we can do about that.
The CDC seems to agree with that advice. In August, they issued a warning that specifically mentioned the risks of buying vape products off the street. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Two more Colorado Democrats have survived recall efforts. The groups trying to remove State Senators Pete Lee and Brittany Pedersen from office told the Secretary of State they won't be turning in the signatures needed for the recall. The announcement comes less than a week after residents who were trying to recall Governor Jared Polis also failed to gather enough signatures. Backers of the recall disagree with the legislature's recent passage of new oil and gas reforms and a gun control measure. But Morgan Carroll, the chair of the state's Democratic Party, says the recalls are a sham being carried out by, quote, sore losers. A recall effort remains underway for State Senate President Leroy Garcia. The deadline for backers to turn in signatures is October 18th. The director of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management may stay in Washington, even though the Trump administration says it will move the agency's headquarters to Colorado. Craig Kopp has more.
Acting Bureau of Land Management Director William Perry Penley told the House Natural Resources Committee Tuesday he would be among about 60 agency employees staying in the nation's capital when 300 others move to 11 western states, including 27, to a new headquarters in Grand Junction, Colorado. Asked if that would create a leadership vacuum in Washington, Penley replied, "I'll be here." He did not elaborate, and it wasn't clear whether the next permanent director would move to Colorado. Penley said moving the headquarters west would lead to faster, better decisions. The Bureau oversees nearly 388,000 square miles of public land. 99% of it is in 12 western states. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
Winter is just around the corner, and that means snow. And where there is snow, there could be avalanches. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center works to predict avalanche danger from early September to as late as June in 28,000 square miles of backcountry and over 450 different areas on the highways. Mike Cooperstein is a forecaster with the center. He says the daily avalanche forecast for the 10 different zones in Colorado is a useful tool in case people want to enjoy winter activities in potential avalanche areas.
So really what we want people to do is to read the forecast, look at the danger, and then attached with the danger rating, there's some travel advice, and then try to make better decisions about places they should or shouldn't travel based off of that advice.
For avalanche forecasts for any area in the state, visit colorado.gov/avalanche. The Wheeler Opera House once again looks to bring new musicians to a local audience with its Fall on the Rise series. Kristen Kay has details.
What makes you tick? What makes you think? I wanna understand. Tell me your side.
Alex Guthrie kicks off the On the Rise series tomorrow night. His music blends soul, folk, and rock. He performed at the Wheeler for the first time earlier this year. Other acts slated for the series include country band Farewell Angelina, folk group Rainbow Girls, and beatboxer Lynx. Wheeler Opera House Executive Director Jenna Bueller says the series is aimed at an audience made up of locals looking to discover up-and-coming artists. On the Rise shows do run in the fall, but Bueller says the Wheeler is busy year-round and sees less and less of an off-season these days. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.